This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
This message is one that comes from Maundy Thursday. We've heard it before this year. We hear it every year. A new commandment I give you, to love one another as I have loved you. The commandment that is derived from, love your neighbor as yourself. Many of us come with that understanding, you know, in our culture, we don't do a very good job of loving ourselves. We need to love ourselves with a holy love so we can love one another with a holy love. And Luke, as he prepares this piece that Peter is using to teach of his visions of the sheep coming down with all sorts of animals, and that he doesn't want to touch it because there are animals in there that are not kosher. It's more than just a lesson about what we can eat, but it's a lesson on how we should behave. What God has declared as valuable, what God has declared as holy, who are we to say that it's not? In defense of Peter, he had centuries of tradition that were telling him that's just the way that it is. You may not have catfish. You may not have shrimp. You may not have bacon or any kind of pork product. I can live my life without spam on the internet or on my plate. But all the others, I'm kind of glad's in my life. Where would we be without the official incense of St. David, the smell of bacon on Sunday morning? Thank you, Peter, for your vision. It opened up our palate. But what about that story has the potential to open up our hearts? The disciples had their period of time where they weren't all that pleased with Thomas the twin. There were times when Philip was the goody-goody-two-shoes of the group, and they weren't all that pleased with him either. All sorts of episodes that happen in the human condition, you can find something similar going on with these holy people of God, the apostles, the disciples. It went on in their lives too. It's nothing new. But Peter's vision helps us to understand what God has given worth. Who are we to say that worth is not there? Now, with me, that first and foremost applies to my older brothers. There were so many times I thought they had no value whatsoever. In my selfish dilemma, they had the new car. I got it as a hand-me-down 3 steps later, fondly calling it trash. Its bottom rusting out. Had to take it to seminary. Everyone else didn't have the newest of cars, but at least they had one that the carpet didn't smell. The trunk wasn't rusted out, and the floorboard was solid. When my apartment was 6 miles from school, I started having gratitude that at least I had a vehicle, because there wasn't a bus stop between where I lived and where school was. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It may be trash, but it's a car and it gets me there. How often we let the flavors of our world color the important and bottom line pieces that we have. Those things which might separate us from one another, are they all that important? What God has given value, who am I to question? Love one another as He loves us. His value is declared for us, not because we earned it, not because we worked up our way within it. It's because His love is that great and says, the value declared in creation is mine and yours forever, and no one is to question it. So I must remember that in my life as I come across those things that, yes, I would quickly question. Put those things aside and celebrate the worth that God has given all of us. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.